Hello and welcome to Dream Randomcast. I almost said Dreamcast. Can you believe that?
You did.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to run into some major copyright issues.
Well, this is the Random Cast, Colin, and this is where we discuss everything from the magical to the mundane. We delve into it all, my friend. My name is Brian Perucci, one of the hosts here, and we're going to talk about something totally random. If you listen to our last segment, we were talking about video games, and all of a sudden we got cut off. I think it's because we're still learning this app. I think it's a great app. I would have never thought to do a
Oh, it's
podcast,
great.
right? And I think this is totally like a cool forum just to kind of get your, ideas or just interest out there with other people and share it for sure.
I agree.
Yeah, awesome. So without further ado, I know that this is once again the random cast where we just randomly talk about things and whatever comes on our mind. Or for instance, I know that this is our first one podcast, so we had a couple ideas ahead of time, but I hope that in the future it's a little bit more organic and we'll just start talking, and before you know it, we're just talking about something random just
A
like we
little
would
bit
at a
more spontaneous. Yeah, exactly what we're going for. Yeah.
So what were we what was our topic we were going to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about Goodfellas, one of my favorite movies, a great crime drama, and a terrific.
Mafia movie, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
It talks about the rise and fall of a mob associate. Henry Hill
Henry.
was his name.
Yep, a real guy.
Henry,
A
Henry.
real guy, actually. If anyone's a.
Yeah, just a real guy. He's been on Howard Stern many a
Oh, for
time,
sure.
blowing his own cover, because he was in the WITSEC program, the Witness Protection Program.
He wasn't the brightest bulb in the bunch, but he was a smart, he was a good
No.
criminal. He wasn't the nicest human being, but he was really great at what he was really great at being a criminal and a thug. And it was really an
Yeah.
interesting book. It was a book before it was a movie. I know that. And
I think it was from Nicholas Pileggi.
okay, all right.
Pileggi, and I think it was called Wise Guys, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what? You know what, Colin? I haven't known you too long, but I know you enough to think that you're probably right.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go with that just because you're pretty spot on at remembering. That's why I like you, because you remember random shit like I do.
Oh, I do.
I pull random things out of my ass. Here we go. 1986 nonfiction book, Wise Guy by Nicholas Pileggi. Look at spell it. Spell it though.
Look at
Spell it.
me.
But
Oh, spell
yeah, but
Pileggi?
you can't spell it though.
P Oh yeah, I can. Pileggi. No? How does it go?
Close. Pileggi.
Oh, Pileggi. Oh, okay. I had it
You were
backwards, like
close.
dyslexia or something.
It's Italian, so you gotta add at least two more vowels.
Oh yeah, so it is
I'm
Italian. You're part Italian, aren't you?
Italian and Polish, and I definitely love this movie as well. When it came out, and when it came out, I wasn't allowed to watch it. Obviously, I was only like,
Oh
what was it
yeah.
like when it came out? 93, 94,
You're yeah,
ninety.
you're
It came out in nineteen
probably
ninety. I was like 10.
are you older or younger than
I'm
me?
older than you.
Than by a couple of years. So yeah, I was about to let you know is 10 years old exactly because I was born in 1981. So this movie was great for me because I watched it with my grandfather. He was a boxer for the Navy, and outside of the Navy, he did other things too, like a sheet metal worker. He's a tough guy. Anyway, when he was boxing, he went about 5'10", 220. He was a big heavyweight, a big guy. Anyway, he showed me the movie. He said, "Now I gotta warn you, there's a lot of curse words in here, so don't tell your mother I showed this to you." And I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like blown away by how genuine these people were on the movie. The great cast that they had: Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Ray Liotta, Paul Sorvino, Frank Vincent, who's my favorite character in the movie. His name is Billy Batts. You know who
Oh,
I'm
get your
talking
shine
about.
box out.
Yeah, get your shine box out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this movie got an Oscar nod, and it was only beaten, from my opinion, due to topicality. because Dances with Wolves came out the same year and it was up for an Oscar the same year. And because of the topicality of Dances with Wolves, it dealt with some really, really sensitive issues like the Native Americans being displaced from their land and everything. How could you not give them an Oscar nomination? But I tell you what, Goodfellas was right in there with in the mix.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm with you on that. And I think Dancing with Wolves is a great movie, and I think
Great
it's a
movie.
safe bet. It's a safe pick.
Yeah, that's what I felt like
But
too. It was Kevin Costner's first directing feature, I
okay,
think, as far as I
she
know.
probably
And
right.
he did a great job. Great
Well,
job.
I did. One person did win the Academy Award for that movie. It was Joe Pesci.
Joe
Yeah.
Pesci. Yeah, the best supporting actor. And I could believe it too, because he was the blood of that movie, really. If you want to go body parts, he was the blood. Robert De Niro was the fist, and I think Ray Liotta was the brains of the whole thing because he's narrating it, if you want to think about it like that. Billy Batts, though, Frank Vincent, he's got to be the heart of the movie, if in my opinion. He made that movie what it is, because right off the bat, they're dealing with Frank Vincent's character, Billy Batts. They're in a drive on the highway, and he's kicking in the back of the trunk because he's been placed there after being beat the shit out of by De Niro and Pesci. It was just a great scene because you're sitting there, you don't know what's going on, and then all of a sudden you hear what seems to be a flat, and then all of a sudden they're saying, "Oh no, you got to pull over and what the fuck? You got to pull over and see."
Yeah, that scene was that was a very a violent scene that just honestly
Yeah, it was very visceral.
it was a
Yeah.
snapshot into like the mafia world, and not that I have any first experience necessarily, but you've watched enough. I've watched enough
Nord.
mafia documentaries, but to know that like very brutal, and there was a code, and there's definitely like a
Yes.
and these a lot of these guys were psychopaths and killers, and you look
Yeah. Killing came naturally to them. I couple bumps in the head and a lot of criminality will do that to a person, though, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, because
Yeah, there's been a correlation between violent crimes to do with murder and the lack of empathy, aka psychopaths.
it starts young, like they probably
Yeah.
killing animals and killing little small animals, and then like
Sure, sort of like the
yeah, just
Iceman.
start
He did that. That guy, Richard Kuklinski, the guy they made the Iceman movie off of, he would throw dogs off of tenement houses. Just crazy. And he got hit and abused from a very young age. And there was some research that says that when you have a acquired brain injury, that sometimes a neurological disorder presents itself like psychopathy. It's really strange.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes total sense if you're looking at it now through rose-colored 20/20 vision glasses. You can see back in time and think, yeah, that.
Oh, did we get cut off
No,
again?
I'm still recording. We're good. We're recording. I think, well, like I said, we're still learning this whole app. It says you're connected too. You there, bud? Well, I'm gonna still talk because on my end it's saying that we're still recording. Like I said, we're still
Oh,
learning this
now I
whole
got it.
app. There we go. I was
And
just
I'm
trying
back.
to, and he's back, folks. I was just trying to fill dead air. I feel like I'm a cross
Yeah.
between like a really like cheesy radio disc jockey and some sort of
Yeah,
like I don't know. Like I just feel like I felt
you're
like.
doing great.
Hey, I'm trying here. I'm trying. I like
Yeah.
actually, this is one of my favorite forums to
Yes.
just for entertainment purposes. I love listening to podcasts. I feel like there's not enough
Yes.
time in the day, but I do a lot of driving and commuting, and I feel like it's just awesome just to throw a
Oh yeah, you
podcast
commute
in
a
for sure.
lot.
I do. And I think it's cool just to like have something to listen to as you're driving. I don't like I like music, don't get me wrong, but for some reason I do like I find podcasts to be entertaining as well. So,
Yeah, podcasts are great. And now what was happening when I was gone for a second? Was I just continuing talking like an idiot?
no, you disappeared. When you just said,
Oh,
"Are
I
we?"
disappeared.
Yeah, your voice went out, but I was still from my screen. I could still see we were recording. I don't know, maybe you pulled
Okay, it
up.
might be the area I'm in. I'm in Hocassin, Delaware, and it's a classic like trap for signals. I mean, it's just really the vortex of all civilization.
You live in a trap
Yeah.
house? Is that what you're trying
Yeah, in a trap house, exactly. Speaking
to
of gangsters.
tell me?
Yeah,
Yes.
but I wanted to get around to talking about Jimmy Conway, the player, the character that Robert De Niro plays, because that's an actual guy.
Yeah,
Jimmy
these were all
Burke
based.
was
Yep,
his
these were
name.
all based on real, exactly. These were all based on real, true to life guys. Joe Pesci's character was Tommy DeSimone. I remember, and it was funny.
DeMeo, Tommy DeMeo. In the movie, his name is Tommy DeVito, which I thought was funny because of, what's the other guy named
Danny
DeVito?
DeVito? Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, exactly. It's just funny because they're really small Italian guys, both of Joe Pesci and him.
Yeah, and the actually, I'm looking up Wikipedia right now. The guy who he portrayed was Tommy Two Gun DeSimone. Yeah,
DeSimone. Okay,
DeSimone.
I thought it was Roy DeMeo that
Roy,
he was supposed
no,
to be.
Roy
But that was from the
DeMeo.
Richard Kuklinski.
Exactly.
That's from the Richard Kuklinski, the Gambino family. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know a little bit about mob history. I like mob history. You know who my favorite mob boss of all time is?
Yes.
Carlo. Do
No,
you?
the Carlo Gambini. I know. I remember we talked about
Carlo
this.
Gambino. Carlo Gambino, yeah. The silent boss. Or what do they call him? The silent Don. Or something like that.
Yep, exactly. He was like he was definitely a guy who was respected, and he did a
Feared
lot.
too, yeah.
But he did it all like very secretly. He was very like by the book, secret,
Yeah,
like
he was
in
very
front of the
smart.
mafia.
They owned the harbor. They owned the harbor, so they were the union workers, all those guys. They owned construction. They in New York City. Man, they ran the place. And that's why he's my favorite boss. He did everything without being the John Gotti type guy, which is funny because they're making a movie of John Gotti played by John Travolta. Did
I
you see that?
know. I did. I actually looks
It
pretty
looks pretty
good.
fierce. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I wasn't.
I'm
I
gonna
didn't think I
watch
was
it.
gonna like it. Me too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
I know you'd
gonna
really
watch it
enjoy
as
that
well.
when it comes out. Yeah, but back to Goodfellas. I think Billy Bats is my favorite character,
Really? He was only in
followed
there.
quickly.
He was only in there for like 2 minutes, but he
And
left.
yet he made the movie. And that's what I love about it, because he
Really?
was that perfect, your perfect uncle, your Italian uncle that you have. Wasn't he? He looked like an everyman. He was sort of overweight. He had the big full head of hair with the black mustache and the white hair. It was just so funny because, oh, just sort of like his picture that his mother painted. Remember that? Tommy's mother. I had that posted on my wall for the longest time. It was like a printout of like that painting, and I got it framed and put on my wall for anybody who knew Goodfellas came in my room. They would be like, "Oh my God, that's from Goodfellas." And I was like, "Yep."
Yeah, my favorite character was Joe Pesci's character. Honestly,
Oh yeah.
I
Yeah, he
liked,
was terrific.
and obviously the Academy thought so as well because you got the Oscar nod. But
Yeah.
I know that it's
Well,
ironic
not
that
just the nod, he won
he
it.
won.
It
Yeah,
was the greatest thing about it.
that's true.
Martin Scorsese got a nod for the best director, as did the movie for Best Picture, but they just lost out to Dance with Wolves and a couple other ones.
He did.
Yeah.
In the movie, though, the guy he portrayed was like the antithesis of Joe Pesci's portrayal, because in real life, the guy he was portraying was like 6'1", 230.
Oh, wow.
He was a big guy.
So he was like the absolute opposite of what this guy was supposed to be.
But when Joe
That's
Pesci
something,
played
yeah.
him, he played him with the same veracity, and he wanted, I guess he was trying to play him, but it was just funnier because he was this guy with like a Napoleon complex, and
Yeah,
he just.
he definitely did have that.
And did you know that basically John Gotti had a beef with him?
No kidding. What was the beef
The
about?
beef was about him whacking another guy. He whacking Billy Bats almost. It was very similar to the he
Oh,
whacked
because he was in the Gambino family or something?
Billy Bats was part of that family. Was part of John Gotti's Croc.
Gambino of Crew. Oh no, it wasn't the
Not
Gambino Crew, or
Gambino.
was it?
No, it was
Paul Castellanos.
yes. Well, it was Castellanos' crew, and he got whacked.
Castellano.
He got whacked. But what? Who? I can't remember off the top of my head now. I'm drawing a blank myself here.
A blank on who?
I'm a blank on who. Well, the Gambino family was the one where basically they were all associated with Henry Hill's gang.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what's his face? Joe
John.
DiSimone, you know, the guy,
Oh, yeah.
the guy who played him, was actually had a beef with John Gotti's crew. And what was their name of their mafia clique? I'm drawing a blank myself.
It could have been oh man. I think I
Who
know, but
do you
I
think?
could be totally wrong. It could have been the Genovese.
Well, I'm looking it up right now because, God damn it, I
Sure.
love Wikipedia. Love
Just don't get us cut off.
The Gambino crime family boss, John. Yeah, Gambino. So maybe they're
Okay.
together. I don't know. That was weird.
Yeah, I watched a whole documentary on it, but it's been so long that I can't remember.
Well.
All I remember is that they made quick work of Paul Castellani because he was holding the family back. He was apparently like a very business like astute guy, but the problem was he lived in what they called the White House, which was this big mansion in I think it was in Jersey, I'm not sure. It could have been in New York, but he would frequently get that place bugged by the feds, and they were even caught talking about it, all the murders and the collude, the extortion and all these other things that they were racketeering,
Yeah, they called him the Howard Hughes of the mob.
Did they really? That's so funny because he locked himself away, I guess.
Yeah, and well, the thing was too, I heard he was cheap. He didn't like
Oh, no kidding.
he didn't want to share the wealth with the guys. And in that world, man, you piss enough of them off. It's almost you got to run it like a business, but you got to.
Yeah, but you have to glad hand everybody. Otherwise, just like Henry Hill was doing with those people that he was interacting with, he was giving them all $20 each. I mean, that's so that nobody gets out of line and nobody thinks that they can step over you because you're the one taking care of them. They don't want to do that. See, I've always thought that the smart mob bosses were the guys who did that. There was another guy that was really clever. His name was I think his name was Paul Gigante. Do you know of this guy? They called
The
him
chin,
the
Vincent.
Chin. Yeah,
Vincent the
exactly.
chin, Gigante.
The Gigante. Okay, I thought it was Gigante. I got to get my Italian names down. I really do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. But you're trying. Yeah, I'll give you. I'll give
But
you.
he would act like he was absolutely batshit crazy. And so they could never get a read on him when he was walking around town with his so-called handler, the guy that was in charge of keeping his wellness or whatever. It was really just a mob goon that he was walking around with at any given time. But he would go walking around in robes and
The Odd Father, that's what they called him.
Odd Father. Odd Father. That's a good name for him because I watched a whole thing on him and he was a wacky but really clever don.
Yeah, it worked for a while, but eventually he did get sent away for, and
Yes.
that's where he died. He died in prison.
Yeah, well, that's not very clever, I guess, but other
For
than
a
that.
time, he was able to escape it based on like doing that whole shtick that you
Mental disorder thing. Yeah,
do.
the wacky what do they call it when you can't they can't criminally insane or
Yeah,
just insanity plea or whatever?
something like that. Sounds good. I'm gonna
Yeah.
do that next time.
Sounds good with that? Okay, good. But one of the best most lethal hitmen yeah, hitman, but I can't remember his name. He knew karate. They called him
Tommy
what did they
Karate.
call? Tommy Karate. That's the guy. That's the guy you got to look out for, because that guy was a stone cold killer. From what I heard on the documentary, he killed over like 100 people.
Yeah, Tommy Patera. He
Tommy
was
Patera. Okay.
the Bonanno crime family syndicate. He worked for
That's
them.
right.
He's still alive,
No
63.
kidding.
Yeah, well, that's
63, he's probably still kicking ass somewhere.
Probably. I wouldn't fuck with him. Would you? Would you fuck with him?
No. He said that he wanted to use that karate on everybody, so he would get a fight at the drop of a hat, and he'd kill all sorts of ways too, with swords and knives and all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm good.
Just crazy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a crazy, it's just
It's a crazy
crazy.
world.
Yeah, how people just
I won't
get
tell
into
you
the feeling.
who I learned this from, but I heard that when you break a man's fingers, it really makes you sick to your stomach.
Well.
Yeah, a bookie once told me that, and don't ask me who the bookie was.
Got it. I won't.
I never gambled in my life, so it was just a happenstance that I found this out from somebody. It almost made me hurl just thinking about it, but I took his word for it, and I never crossed a bookie in my life because I never gamble.
Or the guy who had to collect it, right?
Yeah, or the collector,
Yeah, the
exactly, the
collector. Yeah.
enforcer.
Those are the guys you don't want to mess with. But
Yeah.
I mean, those are just yeah. Good, well, back to Goodfellas. I know we got off on the tangent, which
That's what this is about. I
that
like it.
is true. And I think with Goodfellas, at the end of the day, it's right up there. One of those movies. I feel like it just stands the test of time. You could put it in, heyo, and play it, and it's gonna be, even though it's now what? It's been, shoot,
It's
almost 30
17 years.
years.
No, 27 years. Is
Yeah.
that right?
Yep. 27
Can that be
years.
right?
Yeah. Almost 30 years old.
Wow, that's amazing because its film quality is such that you could just put it on now and it would be like a Blu-ray extravaganza or whatever you want to
Sure.
call it.
Yeah, I mean it was just a great movie, and it's definitely it's got it stands the test of time even to this day. I mean I put it right up there with my other favorite movies from the mafia genre, being
Yeah.
Godfather 1 and 2,
Oh, okay.
and obviously Donnie Brasco,
Donnie
and
Brasco, yeah.
love the Donnie Brasco. That was also like a real life
Yeah, Sonny
movie.
Black, that was my favorite character.
Sonny Black,
Or
yep.
the guy that Michael Madsen played, I
Sonny
think.
Black, you had it right. You got it right.
Oh, I got it right? Good. Yeah, Sonny Black was a stone cold, cool operator.
And Lefty left, and then Al Pacino just played a hell of a role as Lefty Leggero.
Oh, he was terrifically just convincing as that role.
I wish I
He
could.
says, "You don't walk out on me, I walk out on you."
What do you mean, Fugazi? They're not Fugazi.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe that white guy that was put with him to try and sell Florida to the mob. Oh, that guy was so horrendously unconvincing as his agent self. The actor was great at portraying that too, because you definitely caught a sense that the guy was out of his element and out of his normal doings while making that mafia exchange of greets and all that
Oh
stuff.
yeah, you could tell he was not a great undercover guy, and it just goes to show you how hard it
No.
is to be an undercover agent. I think you have to have, and I think the best cops, and this could probably get off the tangent, but the best cops make the
No,
best
it's fine.
criminals. The best cops make the
Yes.
best criminals because they think like criminals, and a lot of times they are criminals, and they go
Yes.
hand in hand. And it's almost like at one point, especially in the movie, he couldn't differentiate himself from his character he was playing, and
Yeah.
his
I think
actual.
that's when the magic happens. I really do. I think that these undercover guys, once they get in their element and it's the element that they're trying to be in, they're unstoppable, and that's what makes a good undercover agent. I remember I was on a basketball team, and my coach was the head of Vice, and I thought that was really cool because, like, although he's retired and done and all that other stuff, I mean, he's safe now. But I mean, like, I can't imagine what could be flowing through their veins when they tell some gangster or stone cold killer that they are like them, and that must be a very empowering and maddening thing to deal with, because you're dealing with fear, but you can't let it drive you, if you follow my meaning.
No, I understand what you're saying for sure, and I think
Yeah.
Those guys, the guys who I think they get selected, the FBI probably selects certain candidates or certain agents that are just better at blending in,
Portrayal. Yeah.
just being good
Chameleons,
actors.
like It's like not to get off on an even strange or where more crazy tangent, but The Departed, when they were talking about how that kid leads out of a double life, you know, the what's his name, Leonardo DiCaprio's character,
Tommy, what is his name?
no, it wasn't Tommy, it was
Jimmy.
no.
Fuck, I can't remember it either.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That came out less than 8 years ago, and now
Oh,
I can't
Billy
remember.
Costigan.
Billy Costigan, that's the one. Anyway, when they were talking about his family connections down in Southie, and they started going through the list of all these sort of like degenerates and all these other stuff, they're just people at the end of the day. And that's what you have to realize when you're dealing with criminals, is they're all just people. They a lot of what drives us drives them. It's just they have a different way of living, you know, that's all.
Yeah, different set of morals that they live by.
And that's what the cops use against
Code.
them, is their humanity, because any vestige of humanity left in a criminal can get them put in jail, and well, fortunately, I guess you could say.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think that's usually the downfall of most of the guys is they always have a soft spot for somebody, whether it reminds them of their father, or reminds them of their son, or reminds
Yeah.
them of something that they're looking for in their life or seeking out person.
The best example of that is this thing that used to be on the internet, and it was called The Wire or something like that. But it was FBI phone taps of gangsters. And you'd sit there and listen to recordings that weren't put in regular FBI records, but they were really interesting conversations between mob guy and other mob guy.
What's
Like
that?
they'd talk about you know, the Discovery Channel, and he's like,
Hello?
yo, how the
Oh,
lions
we
they
got cut off
tackle.
again. I think your
Oh,
screen timed
okay.
out. I think that's what happened to mine.
Oh,
Damn you, Anchor.
well, can't
You
get that.
there, Mr. Collin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, we're gonna probably end this soon.
Yes,
I
let's end
don't
it now.
plan on going more than 30 minutes on a podcast, but before you know it,